Hi, welcome to Thomas Anonymous. Today's show, we have our season finale, chapter 19, Field Gay, followed immediately by the Weed Cap. Buckle up, it's going to be a truthful ride. My name is Tommy Natoli, and this is Thomas Anonymous. Chapter 19, Field Gay. I believe the best years of education are in elementary school. Sure, college has some fun stuff like bong rips, Adderall, and blowjobs. All fantastic activities in their own beautiful way. But grade school is where it's at. No pressure about grades, and the curriculum back then was tit. Half the stuff they teach you in those prime years is all fictional bullshit anyway. And I don't know about the rest of the world, but in Wareham, they taught us how to tell time every fucking year until fifth grade. It's a clock, you guys. We got it. There was so much to love about this time of life. I mean, every Friday, we never did real work, but instead spent the day doing crossword puzzles, or coloring, or watching a movie on that big-ass TV that has a seatbelt strapping it to the top of a wheelie cart. What's not to love about elementary school? Oh, and they had bomb-ass snacks that you could buy at lunch for 50 cents, various flavored Italian ice, chocolate-covered Rice Krispie treats, whoopie pies. Fuck yeah, I'm serious. And remember they used to name parts of the classroom really stupid shit like the reading corner or the enrichment center and had us waste countless hours making us do shit like build a space diorama out of a shoebox? We had a lot of important projects like the Big Bubble Project, which was just an excuse to let us blow bubbles for a month and a half and call it science class. Elementary school was fabulous. Except for one day at the end of every year that most kids loved, but I could have done without. Field Day. If you don't know what a field day is, then you probably didn't grow up in the public schools of the greatest nation in the world, America. Remember the bullshit day in school that was field day? It was an entire day outside in the hot, ugly sun, participating in sporting events with your classmates. And when I say sporting events, what I mean is really dumb shit like tire runs and tug of war. Ugh. It was like gym class Olympics for children under 10, which in itself sounds like a hot mess and a huge waste of time, which is exactly what it was. For athletic kids, it's a fun day of potato sack races and the 50-yard dash. It's glorified gym class with the bonus of ribbons, trophies, and an audience full of attentive parents. And it lasts all fucking day. By the time I was 12, I professionally quit field days and sat on the sidelines with my bad attitude and fan club of girls. But before all that, in elementary school, I didn't have much of a choice, so I had to improvise as best I could. As most school events went, my mother never attended because she was too busy trying to make money to keep up with Fat Matt's eating habits. Respect. I was surprisingly always grateful for that. I never wanted my mom to come to school for anything ever, mostly because I didn't want her finding out what a dramatic asshole I was in class. I don't need this lady finding out who I really am. Despite the cloud of anxiety that hovered over my home life, I was my mom's clear favorite, even though I was a flaming femme. I was a goody-goody. I would hear her yelling at my sisters for a messy room, so I would make sure my room was spotless and freshly vacuumed. She would barge in, expecting to find something to yell about, and then say, "Oh, Jesus, Thomas. I'd rather have 10 of you than one of your sisters." Me. School was my stage. It was my act-out playland where I could do and say whatever I wanted. I talked back to teachers, I interrupted class constantly, I spent a lot of time in the hallway and at the principal's office. I was busy. At home, I was quiet and I stayed in my room to avoid the wrath of Fat Matt. But at school, I was sassy, loud, obnoxious, and much more of my true self. I felt free to do as I pleased because no matter what, the repercussions at school could never be as bad as they were at home. I learned early on that my impromptu performances of Gilda Radner's 1979 Broadway show were much more appreciated from the kids at school. "Let's talk dirty to the animals, fuck you, Mr. Bunny, eat shit, Mr. Bear." You get it. Just imagine that for like 10 minutes. I didn't have a field day experience until I moved to Wareham. Before that, in first grade, I was still up in the hot dog stank of Boston public schools. I don't remember any kind of field day. In fact, we didn't do any kind of PE/gym class at all. And I remember first grade. There was Spanish class and computer class, which for 1989 was pretty progressive. It was an old as hell brick schoolhouse, and the teacher made photocopies in the back of the classroom with a strange metal machine that looked like a cousin of the typewriter family. It had a big round steamroller thing that she had to manually crank in circles to produce copied worksheets. What the fuck? Every assignment we got out of that machine had purple ink and smelled like rotten eggs. Hey, at least there was no gym class, which is probably why I thrived. I was the teacher's pet in first grade, and I got treats from her on the regs. She was a fabulous black woman named Miss James, and she didn't fucking play, which is probably why I was such an ass kisser. But hey, it worked. Miss James sat at her desk every day and ate a giant salad with about 4 bottles of ranch dressing, and I loved her. I got to sharpen the pencils every day. Me. So basically, if I can remember her salad dressing, I can remember that we didn't have field day. My big debut in Wareham as the new kid came the next year, and that's when I first learned the joys of gym class. But that's back when gym class was actually a joy, because it was awesome easy shit like big bouncy jumpy ball, little scooter thingies, jump rope, and my favorite gym class activity, the parachute. Yay, parachute! Lift it up to the sky! Now run under it and sit! Woo! Everyone loves the parachute! What's the point of this again? Nobody knows, just shh. Third grade was one of the last years of being truly a little kid, at least for me it was. I mean, seriously, at 7-8 years old, I still believed in Santa, and I was for sure I had magic flying abilities. Cut to the end of my elementary school career, and I wasn't focused on flying at all. I was busy in the bushes of Minot Forest Elementary, kissing girls. Girls! The shrubbery at that elementary school was easy for little kids to get into, and once inside the bushes, you could crawl around what were like woodland tunnels that was clearly used by the neighboring teens in the shitty apartments of Brandy Hill. We used to find beer cans and bras in those bushes, so again, Wareham. It was in these magical bushes that I attempted my first kiss with one of my many elementary school girlfriends. Her best friend was egging us on, come on, do it, ready, kiss, 1, 2, 3, kiss. After about a million counts to 3, I decided, God, we just have to do this. On the next 1, 2, 3, I rocketed my face towards her with pursed lips, closed my eyes, and smashed my mouth right onto her nose. But back to the last little kid year, the first year I remember having to experience field day. At that point, I had lived through a year of real gym class. No more scooters, this was the real bullshit, like softball, climbing a rope, and square dancing? What the hell? I still don't know how they got away with that bullshit, but whatever. I knew full well when field day started that year, it was not gonna be my day to shine. At this point, I knew the embarrassment that sports brought to a little gay femboy. I was certain I would most likely lose every event, but I decided I would be prepared to make a scene, or at least try to go out with a bang. Let's make a show of it! The 50-yard dash was my first event, and frankly, I think they should have called it the 50-yard run, because dash just adds an element of gay. I was racing against 2 kids from my class. Whitey White Wayne Snotface, who used to wipe his boogers under his desk, and Black Martina Smarty Pants, who didn't take any shit and always knew the answer to every stupid multiplication problem. Side note, in Wareham, nobody ever said they were black. They always said they were Cape Verdean. That's because Wareham is mostly racist white men, so saying Cape Verdean made it seem less black and more like an exotic African Cape Cod. It worked for sure. White people are notoriously stupid. But they were fucking black, the same way I was fucking gay. Sorry, folks, we're all fucking something. Words, 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 words! Anyway, our cliche lesbian gym teacher, Miss Lesbian, was standing sidelines with her whistle ready to blow. She was a super skinny 30-somethinger with blonde hair, dark roots, and always piled it up into a side ponytail. She would always be showing off her brown, leathery, tan skin in spaghetti-strapped tank tops and short shorts. And every time you saw her, you were guaranteed to see her eating a yogurt or a banana, so I'm guessing there were some potassium issues there? Or maybe that's just a lesbian gym teacher thing? Don't care. As we stood there, waiting for the whistle, the parents were piled up on the sidelines, ready to cheer us on. Finally, Miss Lesbian counted out. On your mark, get set, beep! Smarty Pants Martina and Whitey White Wayne took off faster than I thought they were going to. Aw, shit. And then I realized, oh, maybe that's why they call it a dash. I was still standing there in my cut-off jean shorts and Bugle Boy t-shirt while the other two clearly got a giant lead on me. Fuck, 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 fuck. Should I run? Ugh, why? I'm gonna lose. Ugh, oh my God, I hate this so much. Then, as if something else took over my body, I decided to walk the 50 yards. Or I should say, strut those 50 yards. I started to sashay my third grade ass down the field as if it were a runway on the season finale of America's Next Top Model. Eyes dead center, and I walked, 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 work it, work it, work it, and I committed. Then, I experienced, for the first time ever, laughter from a group of strangers. Sure, I killed all the time in class and made other kids laugh, but I was getting laughs from the crowd of adults watching us, and that feeling of all their attention and approval was addicting. I kept going. I lifted my hand up and I waved like a queen on parade, and I started to mouth the words, thank you, grabbing my heart as if I was moved by their laughter. Still marching it out all the way to the finish line. Bam, bam, bam. Me, me, me. People were hysterical because they had never seen such a faggy display at a field day.
He didn't even try. What's he doing?
Teachers were yelling out to me like I was Forrest Gump. Run, Tommy! Run! I didn't run. I worked that runway and loved the fact that despite Smarty Pants Martina and Whitey White Wayne kicking my ass, nobody was watching them. With my newfound stardom, I was ready for my next field day event. The potato sack race. I have many questions about this event and how it has any redeeming value to a child's physical education, but we're gonna skip all that. Potato sack race, I was up against two girls that I didn't even know. Both were a little bit smaller than me, so I thought, wow, maybe I might actually have a chance. Wow, what a super sexist assumption. Can't imagine where I learned that. Again, we were off at the sound of the lesbian whistle, hopping for all we were worth. Hop, 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 hop. Oh god, this is stupid. Hop, 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 hop. As I hopped in my brown, itchy sack across the green grass toward the disheveled orange cone, I noticed both girls were dead even with me. Fuck! God, how am I gonna turn this one around? I'm in a potato sack, so I can't even fall back on my runway model walk routine. And then I remembered I had a small black comb in my pocket. Of course I did. What a gay. Excuse me, that's a field gay? As we rounded the corner at the dirty orange cones to race back to the finish line, the girls got ahead of me. Shit! I'm out of breath. These bitches are now kicking my ass, and I'm trapped in a goddamn potato sack! Ugh! Again, it was like something else took over my body. I stopped, dead in my tracks. I dropped my potato sack as if they were my pants, demanding everyone's attention. I put one hand on my hip as I pulled out my little black comb and started slowly combing my hair back like Fonzie from Happy Days. I stood there with my sack around my ankles and combed my hair while I gazed into an invisible mirror like a diva. I again heard the unforgettable roar of adult laughter. Grown-ups thought I was funny, and this was a form of validation from adults I never had up to that point. Between the parents laughing and the teachers shaking their head in disgust, I knew that I had found some kind of calling.
I'm an entertainer!
You did it! Yay! Thanks for listening to Chapter 19, Field Gay, and welcome to the Weed Cap. I'm Tommy Natoli here in Los Angeles, and we have all arrived together at the season finale of Thomas Anonymous! Yay, seasons! Today is a super fun show because to finish out the school year, I'm chatting with the one and only best hair in podcasting, Michelle with 1L. And of course, no finale is complete without a token straight guy, so I will be pulling up to the spot and having a car blaze session with my straight guy correspondent, Brandon. Heads up, Brandon was super hungover for this, but I still made him do it because I'm just that kind of friend. But before we hop on that fun train, I want to let you guys know a couple things. Number one, if you are in or around Los Angeles, I am performing in a really cool fun comedy festival in June. It's the 4th annual Laugh Riot Girl Festival, June 4th through 11th, and if you follow me on Instagram at TheThomasAnonymous, you can see flyers for that. It's going to be really fun, and if you can make it, it would be super cool. It's a really awesome feminist comedy festival. Laugh Riot Girl was inspired by the early 90s punk rock feminist movement, Riot Girl, who also inspired Pussy Riot. Yeah, it's all about encouraging more women to do comedy and supporting those who are already doing comedy and supporting the boys who are down for the cause.
Me!
And it's all about, you know, using comedy powers for good and not evil. It's a revolution through comedy! So yeah, there's going to be stand-up and improv, storytelling, musical comedy, open mics, women in comedy roundtable, free workshops. It's really cool shit. If you want to learn more, check out laughriotgirl.com. And just so you know, girl is spelled G-R-R-L. So check out laughriotgirl.com. Again, girl is G-R-R-L.com. Also follow me on Instagram to find out what day and time I will be performing. And number two, gosh, that was a long number one. But number two, I will be back. Don't worry, this show is a lot like a school year. We start out strong in the fall, and then somehow we get our ass through all the way to the springtime, and then we need to take some time off or else we all go crazy. So, even though the show is on summer break, I am not. I'm actually taking this time off to work and focus on making Thomas Anonymous into something bigger and better and leveling up and evolving and all of that fun stuff. I'm talking to people and learning about stuff, and without letting all the cats out of the bag, I'm working on making it so that Thomas Anonymous could be possibly something one day you're able to pick up and read, or maybe go see live, or maybe watch, or maybe set on fire. We don't know. So yeah, be aware that I am not just chilling in a hammock all summer, which, I mean, sometimes I will be, but mostly I'll be hard at work for you! Now, with that deep tease out there, I have some more gossip to barf into your ear. Okay, so remember when the show started, I was so up everyone's ass about leaving a review on iTunes. Leave a review on iTunes. Hey, leave a review on iTunes. We even had like a fabulous giveaway of that mug and a towel. And that reminds me, I never gave away the towel, but oops, I'll get to it, I promise. Anyway, I just wanted to say, fuck that whole iTunes review bullshit, and here's why. And iTunes, I hope somebody gets wind of this, but on several occasions, I mean, I swear, now I can even say on dozens of occasions, people would come up to me and tell me how they tried to leave a review, but it never went through, which at first I just thought was like people being polite about not leaving a review, even though I had clearly harassed them to. But after trying to do it myself, even here on this very show, we have a record of it. Those people were right. I have tried on several devices on several occasions. So instead of telling you to leave a review, I'm now going to encourage you to say rude things to iTunes on Twitter. I'm pretty sure they're on Twitter at iTunes. So go at it. Great, moving on. So, are you guys wondering what will be happening next in season 2 of Thomas Anonymous? If I'm maybe planning a super cool recording session this summer at a super cool location? Or would you like to just hear a really big announcement about the show in general? Well, awesome news. I'm actually going to tell you guys all that stuff on the Thomas Anonymous YouTube channel. Come on, you had to see that one coming, right? I'm asking all of you fantastic, wonderful, fabulous listeners to do me one huge solid favor. Head on over to YouTube, search for The Thomas Anonymous, and subscribe. The awesome part about doing this is that then you'll be able to find out what the big announcements are because I'm posting a video with all the juicy details. Me. But you gotta go to YouTube and subscribe to The Thomas Anonymous. I know, anonymous is hard to spell. Here you go. A-N-O-N-Y-M-O-U-S. Anonymous. I think you're going to like what you see, and it's also going to be where you can see what me and Michelle with one L and Brandon and what everyone is up to throughout the summer. YouTube, The Thomas Anonymous. Thanks. I am so excited for today's show, and I'm even more excited about future shows. So let's stop bullshitting around and get to it. Make yourself a drink or roll a joint. Do what you have to do to keep yourself buckled, because we are just getting started right now.
Welcome to the season finale of Thomas Anonymous. May I ask who's calling in?
This would be Michelle with one L.
Oh my God, you said your name.
I know, because I was afraid I almost said my last name.
Which one?
I know, right? I get so confused sometimes. Sometimes.
Hi.
Hi.
So?
Here we are talking about the last chapter, season finale of Thomas Anonymous.
Well, yeah, it's not the last chapter. There are
no, I meant
more
of this. Yeah, season finale, the last of this thing. And
We're seasonal. You know, we need a break.
I worked in seasonal. I never got a break.
Until you quit.
Yes, until I quit. Exactly. All right, let's get started because I have a lot to say about Field Day because I too feel the same way that you did about free gather around the car and like one of the football team guys would jump on top of the car. Whoa, go Falcon Drive!
Oh, God.
And
no, that is some 1970s. Vietnam shit right there.
Yeah. It was a Vietnam. Where did you even come up with Vietnam? Good Lord.
That is not a pep rally. A pep rally for us, and I went to one in ninth grade, because you have to go to the first one to find out how much you hate them. And it was just, yeah, like, everyone holding posters. Like, they brought the whole school in the gym, and, like, the freshmen sat here, and the seniors sat here. And you had to, like, cheer on your class while, like, the cheerleaders did a thing, and then the basketball did its thing. And it was just cheering and, like, yelling.
No, there was cheering and yelling and bonfire-y things and beating up the car. And, yeah.
Wow, interesting. I love the beating up the car situation.
Oh, they left that piece of shit out in front of the school for, like, a whole pep week.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yay, school!
Yay, school, indeed. I had a great time.
In school?
Well, you know, with this whole field day thing, it was fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not living it, but...
No, like, I know, but realizing what your calling is, how funny. How did you realize what your calling is? I found it at a field day.
Well, that's all in perspective. I mean, in that moment, I wasn't like, oh, gosh, this is what I'm going to do. But those moments in your mind stretch out so long. You know what I mean? Like, memories are hard to tell what was real and what wasn't. Like, what was time? How do you measure time in a memory? I don't know. It could have been 5 seconds. It could have been 2 minutes. I don't know.
I didn't know we were going to get so deep this early in the morning. Good Lord. I really enjoyed listening to that. It took me back. It was funny. I'm glad your mom wasn't there either. She just would have ruined it. Like, she ruined everything.
I'm glad she didn't go to any of that stuff. I just was, you know, and I feel like maybe other, like, teachers and stuff were probably like, oh, we wish, you know, I know. I was so happy that parents were never involved with, like, I never worried about a teacher-parent conference because I knew that she had to work and probably couldn't make it. Like, I never worried about... Like, I love
oh
that
God.
I was, so I love that there was, like, totally anonymous in a way that, like, you know, school didn't know about my family and my family didn't know about school. It was great.
No, my mother was, like, the head of the PTA.
Oh, God.
She was involved up to her eyeballs. Oh, God. Awful. I never did any. I mean, I went to, like, parent-teacher conferences and stuff like that with my kids, but I hated school so much that I hated it enough for even them.
Did your kids have field day?
I do not know. I don't know. I think
you don't know.
Kayla, did you have field day? Yes, she did. Did you like
did you
it?
Go to it?
She hated it.
Oh, perfect. That's our girl.
They had to go to each class and collect stuff and count things. That's the dumbest field day ever. That was what their field day was, like Oreos or pennies or you had to have 100 of something.
What?
I know it.
Let's take a break and we're going to listen to Brandon and we'll come right back to us.
Okay.
Don't tell me where to put it.
Put it in.
I'll put it wherever I want.
Just stick it in.
Is it in?
It's in, baby.
It's been in.
It's been in this whole time. All right, I got the same stuff, but it's been doing good. Do you know what a field day is?
Field trip day?
No, field day, like, so in, like, little school, elementary school, we used to have field day. Field day was, like, a day of gym class. It's, like, a whole day of, like...
Oh, no, we never had full day fields.
Like, tire runs and 50-yard dash and potato sack race and obstacle course. You guys didn't do that?
Mm-hmm.
A whole day. Well, you were in Christian school when you were a little kid. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
This is a public school thing.
Yeah, exactly. See, it's that's what's it called?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sometimes me either.
Oh man, I really wish you had a field day.
Oh, is that the question?
This whole episode's about field day. Well, how about this? Instead of field day, what kind of gym class when you were in elementary, not middle school or high school, what kind of gym class was in elementary school?
They had just the regular gym class where you run a mile every once in a while. And
but wasn't it fun? Because I have a theory that I used to like gym class when it was like, like, did you guys ever do jump rope or the big red bouncy ball that you sit on? Or, like, those little scooter things.
So it was, you know, it was a private school, so...
Or, like, the parachute. Did you guys ever play the parachute game?
Yeah, it was a private school, so we did a lot of cool stuff like that. Like, the cool, like...
So you lift the parachute up and you all sit under it.
Yeah.
Did you like that? I can see
yeah.
little Brandon liking that.
Yeah, we did. We did a wiffle ball.
Now, did you do real wiffle ball, or did you put it on the thing like the T-ball?
No, we did shaving cream wiffle ball. So you fill the wiffle ball up with shaving cream and then play.
What the hell? What's the point of that?
Just to get messy.
That's not appropriate for school.
I know. I got in my ear one time and I freaked out. I like tried to get it out and so I like push it in more. I was like, oh my god, there's shaving cream in my ear. I'm trying to like put water in my ear. Just like it was all bad.
How about square dancing? Did you do that in gym class?
No, we played four square.
Oh no, we had to square dance. So in gym class, they'd make you partner up. So they'd be like, Brandon, you're with Melissa. And then you'd have to like lock arms and listen to the directions on the record player. That they'd pull out a record player. And the song would be like, swing your partner round and round. And then you'd have to swing Melissa around. You had to deal with it. It didn't matter if they were fat or if they smelled.
This sounds like some ho-dunk.
It's a ho-dunk Wareham.
Eastern Conference area. This is not the west side you're talking about.
I forget, you're a west coaster.
Ain't no Cali boys.
You're from square the bay.
Square dancing over here.
They didn't square dance in the bay.
Nope.
Oh, man. Sounds like your gym class sucked. How about the rope? Did you guys have to climb the rope to the top? Climb the rope to the... Jesus Christ.
We didn't have a rope. We didn't have that.
Literally, Jesus Christ, because you were at Christian school, and they didn't even have a rope.
Gym class.
Oh, Melissa Dooley climbed all the way to the rope that one day, and I'll never forget it.
Of course
you did. Oh, but when she got to the top, touched the ceiling, and then she was stuck there.
Oh my gosh, what happened?
She just had to, I don't remember. I just remember her being stuck up there.
One time, I remember, we had a medicine ball, and we were seeing how high we could throw it up, because it was like a heavy ball, you know, so let's see how high we can throw it up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And my friend, Ryan Dang.
Is he Asian?
Yeah.
I knew it. Mystery solved.
Threw it up super high.
Dang! His name's Dang.
Yep, that's what all the girls would say.
Dang! Okay.
Dang, dang.
Dang's dang. Okay, I'm over it.
So Dang, Mr. Dang, throws it up really high. The highest ever, and it comes landing right, like, square on top of some kid's head. And it's not funny.
Oh, God. And then the kid died.
No, he didn't die, but it was pretty, I mean, like, he could have for sure.
Eek. It was like one of those serious, like, whoa, call the nurse.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, right when it looks so weird, too, because I saw the whole thing, like, because it hit it perfectly square on the head. But it, like, the pressure, like, made him, like, lose his breath, you know, like, get the wind knocked out of you or something.
Yes, that's the worst. Oh, God, that's scary.
Yeah. Eek. He showed up with a neck brace next day.
Oh, my God. Why the fuck did they give you guys medicine balls?
That's a private school for you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, here's a medicine ball. Go ahead and just throw it up a couple times, see if you can touch Jesus.
Stupid. One time I had rocks thrown in my head, but nobody knew who it was. It was some mystery bully.
That's when I figured out what smelly armpits were. Like, real smelly armpits.
In gym class?
Yeah, I remember I was sitting there and I was like, ugh, wait a minute.
It was you.
Yeah, I was like, huh, that's smelly. When there was like two hairs.
Damn.
What else do I remember from gym class? We'd play Ultimate Frisbee.
We'd do Ultimate Frisbee. How about Red Rover?
Red Rover, do Red Rover.
Red Rover, send Brandon right over.
They would never pick my friend Maverick because he was always super big and fat and he could always full speed run through anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So they would never.
Fuck yeah. I was never picked. Well, we didn't really do picking. I just was not a fan. I mean, like, I liked all that easy stuff. I hated when gym class started to get real, like, with real sports.
Mm-hmm.
I was okay with all that. But that field day thing was my first time I was, like, really gay in front of people. Because I had to do, like, the 50-yard dash race.
Yeah.
And basically, I was getting my ass kicked. Like, so instead of running the 50-yard dash, I walked the 50-yard dash.
Oh,
like,
you strutted.
I strutted like a model. And then all the parents were, like, giggling, and all the teachers were like, what are you doing? Oh, my God. And I just, like, kept doing it the whole time.
Were people laughing?
Oh, people were, like, hysterical. It was, like, my first day as a comedian. I was like, oh.
That's kind of cool.
This is cool.
Just did the whole thing.
And then the potato sack race.
Yep.
I'm jumping, and I was against these two girls, and I thought that I could win because they were like two girls, but they were kicking my ass. Oof. And so I had a comb, like a hair comb, in my pocket, because I'm, you know, a little gay kid. And so I dropped my potato sack down in the middle of the race, and I put my hip out, and I started, like, combing my hair, looking at myself in, like, an invisible mirror. Like, I was just, like, some lady in a soap opera. And again, everyone was like, what is this little faggot doing?
Did you really?
I really did, yeah.
See, we had, like, because, you know, again, it was a private school, so, like, they had a bunch of, like, private things outside of the school where it was, like, you know, they had, like, a youth group thing. And the youth group was really, that was the cool, they had, like...
They made you do sports stuff in the youth group?
Yeah, that was the coolest part about it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you would, like, sing songs about Jesus, do some stuff, and then you'd play, like, a cool, like, sport game.
See, I'm into the singing songs about Jesus, and the cool stuff sounds like there was some arts and crafts in there. Did we do some arts and crafts?
Always.
Yes. And then you probably go outside for, like, kickball, or...
Yep, some
football.
Super butch.
Super butch.
Yep, some super butch.
I know we already talked about Little League and stuff, but now the little kids, because Michelle's grandson plays T-ball, and so they put the ball on the stick, and they let everybody get a turn where they hit the ball. So if you go up to bat, if little Brandon goes up to bat, you're not getting back down until you actually hit the ball.
Wow.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, you know.
I think it's bullshit! That's what I think! If you can't hit the ball, then get out of here! You fucking suck!
You suck. Next!
It's fucking next! Belly, the ball is on a stick! How can you miss the ball? It's on a stick, you fucking idiot!
Yep.
So, anyway.
I think... Yeah, I guess I never thought about it, honestly. Ooh, you got some...
Like, what if you had a son right now? Oh, I have weed in my vagina. Here, put it in there.
Put it in.
If you had a son right now, and he was, like, 5, 6, and just playing, like, little ball, you know? And then they told you that bullshit. Like, you had to watch not just your kid, but every other shitty kid.
I mean, they have to... It's gotta be fair, though.
And parents aren't allowed to cheer on, either. They're not allowed... It's like a no-volume rule for parents. Yep, you gotta mouth all that shit.
Susan, shut up. Your kid's going next. Huh. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, they gotta do it, but it's really the parents' fault for the kids who can't hit the ball.
I would just want, I don't want to have kids, but I would want to be like the crazy parent, like just having a tantrum on the side of the field.
Come on!
You call that a strike? Michelle's grandson, the T-ball kid, where I found out about all that stuff, he will... So, like, if you go up to bat and you miss the ball, they'll let you swing as many times. So he misses the ball on purpose because he just wants to stay up there the whole time. So, like, he'll be up there for, like, 37 swings.
Wow.
That's called, like, beating the system, kid.
So he wanted to... He didn't want to hit it.
He just likes being up there for the attention.
Oh, what a whore.
So he misses the ball so that he can stay up there and, like, have people go, come on, Evan, you can do it!
Yeah, you couldn't cheer.
You can't. Oh, they hand out tickets, I think.
What?
I actually don't know what they do.
Do they get a talking ball?
That's probably exactly what it is. Or a talking stick.
I have the stick.
Evan, go! You're doing great. Yeah, I don't know.
That's what you had to go through?
No, I didn't do T-ball.
Oh. Then where'd you get that from? You just thought about it?
Field day. Mine was field day. Oh, field day.
They had that field day.
Mine was just like obstacle courses. And then you would get ribbons, too.
Wow, see? We're not...
I have some second and third place ribbons, I'll have you know.
Whoa, bronze?
And I think I got a first place in, I think we had to do like egg on a spoon.
Yep. Yep.
Egg on a spoon, and then you gotta bring it to someone?
Yep.
I was good at that.
Yep.
Because I have good feet work.
We would do it where we would throw it and see who can...
The egg toss! Yeah, that one was always so stupid.
Yep. See who can throw it farthest without making it
crack. We had an egg project where we had to, like, build a box that would hold an egg and we'd drop it from a ladder. Being a little kid is so dumb.
I did a science experiment like that. I dropped an egg and I dropped a hammer and they dropped at the same rate.
Oh yeah, that old trick. Yep, been there, done that.
Science.
Well, we got to blow bubbles for like a whole month and call it science class.
What?
Yeah.
Actual bubbles?
Actual bubbles. We'd make our own bubbles. We'd get water and soap and then corn syrup. Side note, corn syrup. And then we'd make big shoestring bubbles. We put a kid in the middle of a little plastic pool on a stool and we took a hula hoop and we put him in a giant bubble.
What?
Believe it.
What about?
His name was Joel. He was
fat. Did you guys play Smear the Queer?
Is that the biscuit one?
What?
When we all come on a Triscuit and then the loser has to eat it?
That's Soggy Waffle.
Soggy Waffle. There was a TV show, someone did it on a Triscuit. I thought, ooh, I'd rather have the waffle. All that on a Triscuit? One Triscuit?
Ooh.
I'll take the waffle. How many guys are there? I have a lot of questions. If it's two guys, I'll do the Triscuit. But if it's more than four, it's gotta be a waffle.
Ugh.
A Belgian waffle. It'll absorb more.
Gonna get me sick.
I'm gonna get me sick. That's disgusting.
No, Smear the Queer was...
Oh, if Michelle used to play that.
Yeah, we talked about this before. So anybody who has the football or any sort of ball, you just tackle them.
Oh,
but then you can throw the ball to anybody you want to.
So whoever has the ball is it, and if you have the ball, look out. You're going to get smeared because you're the queer.
Yep.
Cool. I would never be the queer in that game.
Why?
Because I'd never be able to catch the ball. And I always kind of, like, avoided the ball. The ball's where the action's at. I'm not interested in that.
You're like, nah.
Nah, I'm good.
Seems like when the ball's not around, you don't have to do much, though.
Yeah, I love the ball not being around.
That's so funny.
So, catch you next week, grilled cheese?
Yeah, no, the jalapeno bread you put on there was really good, Dave. Thanks, Rick.
Oh, Rick.
I'll bring some more.
Oh, my God. Rick is a horrible name.
Mm.
Hi, I'm Attorney Rick. So you wouldn't even be an attorney if you were Rick.
Nope. It needs to be Richard.
Yeah. I'm Attorney Richard Dreyfuss.
Yep. See, that goes.
I'm Attorney Dick Rick. No, Dick and Rick is the same name, isn't it?
Almost.
Is Richard Rick?
It can be.
Or is Rick Ricky?
I never understood James's and Jimmy's.
Why? James and Jimmy are the same thing.
Yeah, why though? They're not.
We don't know.
There's different letters completely.
Does anyone's birth certificate actually say Jimmy? I'm sure there's someone out there, but like, yeah, I know. I don't get the James thing. It's a big jump.
My brother's
name. I'm James. I'm Jimmy. We're two different people. But the same name. Mm. I'm gonna figure out Rick. Ricardo? No.
I mean, that's like...
That's the Mexican version, right?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that.
But where does Rick... Rick's just a name. It's not a nickname.
It could be.
Rich is from Richard. Dick is from Richard. Where'd that come from? How do they get Dick from Richard?
I don't know.
It's super old school, but...
My dad would get called, because his name is Michael. His mom would call him Mickey.
Interesting.
Yep.
Mickey. They used to call this girl, whose name was Michelle, Mickey. Well, I think this is dead.
It's dead for sure.
It's a corpse.
Hard corpse.
Let it out. Just let all your feelings out, Brandon. Look at that. Wow, the sky's bright, man.
Wow. Who turned the sun on?
You shouldn't look right at it.
Huh?
Morning, what?
I'll figure it out.
All right. Well, great time. See you later.
Oh, welcome back.
Oh, hi.
Oh, that was good. That was a good Brandon session. A
lot of coughing?
No, I edited out a lot of the coughing. There's a couple coughs in there, but I got a lot of them out.
Good. Good, good, good.
I know. I think of you every time I'm editing me and Brandon.
I know. I just listened to you 20 minutes of coughing and 5 minutes of conversation.
I know. And I have to give Brandon credit for that because he was super hungover and probably did not want to sit there and talk to me about stupid shit from elementary school, but he humored me and did it, and so that was very cool.
Good, so I'll see if it's a team effort, all of us coming together.
let the listeners know what you're going to be up to during the break. We're going to be off for like 2 months. We'll be back in like August.
Oh gosh, I got so many things to do. Let's see. My Don't Sit On Me Pillows is thriving. People are ordering like crazy. So I will be doing lots of that. I will be selling my wares at a venue yet to be named.
Cool.
Oh, gosh, we have to go to a memorial service. So we're going to go to Santa Barbara for like 4 days. We got to, let's see. Oh, my goodness sakes. Garden. My garden is flourishing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so yes. I'm busy. And now that I have this dog, I have to clean a lot more because she's a very hairy, hairy girl. So yeah, we're busy.
What if someone wanted to check out your like clocks and stuff? Where could they like Instagram you or whatever?
Don't Sit On Me Pillows. Yeah. And you know what else we're going to do is start making furniture out of them.
Oh, wow. Leveling up.
Yes. Yeah. I think that we're onto something here. And I just love it that my husband, bless his big giant heart, is so into helping me with this stuff. Yeah, I just got like 6 more spools, man.
Oh my God, you are busy.
Very busy, very, very busy.
Do you want to be able to, like during the summer break, do you want to be able to like know what's going on with Thomas Anonymous? Like if there was some kind of like weekly updates, wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't you be interested in knowing where you could see that?
I'm always interested in that because I love seeing your stuff on Instagram and Facebook, your funny videos and all of that. I love it.
Well, here's the deal, because there's a big announcement for the show. People have to go and subscribe to the Thomas Anonymous YouTube channel, where I will put the video with what to expect when we return, and we're going to be posting videos like once a week over the summer to just keep you like, hey, we're doing this, or sometimes it'll be a weird character.
There you go. I love that. I want to be a
video. Yeah. Definitely have some Michelle with 1L videos, of course. I think there's already some up there. Are you near your laptop? Because I need to figure out what it looks like.
Okay, where am I going?
You're going to go to a website called YouTube.com. Ever heard of it?
Wow, I've never been there before. That's where I go to get all my dog's tricks.
Perfect. You know the little search bar up top where you can type in stuff to look for?
Uh-huh.
You're going to type in the Thomas Anonymous.
Hey, so
tell
anonymous.
Me what you see. A-N-O-N-Y-M-O-U-S. Anonymous.
There it is.
Am I the second?
The Thomas Anonymous. I see Super Bowl recap. I see Patrick, and I see gay pussy.
Now, when... Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on.
Wow.
Okay. Now, if I... No. You're right. Okay. Because if I do Thomas Anonymous, and I click on that, here's the third one down.
Okay. Cool. Do you see
yeah.
the orange one that says 39
I do.
Subscribers?
I do. Thomas Anonymous. Yes.
Click on that. Click on that one.
Okay.
Yes. I own a white van, and I have plenty of candy for you if you join me.
Oh, that is dumb.
And watch
yeah,
the video. It is some stupid kid dancing to that song, I'm blue and I'm in dee ba da ba da 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 da.
Yeah, and it says, I'm actually gay.
And the caption to the video is, I'm actually gay. Now, here's the really big reason why all of the Thomas Anonymous listeners have to go to YouTube. They have to type in Thomas Anonymous or the Thomas Anonymous and subscribe to my channel because this guy has more subscribers and more views, and he is a fucking idiot. So we need to
yeah.
overtake this.
He's probably 39 by now.
Oh, for sure. That video is like at least 2 years
you only
old.
You have 39 subscribers. 39.
Yeah, and I have 4.
Yeah, let me handle that, okay? I'll handle that. I'll be your PR. I got you.
All right,
so
cool, great.
I have a
so,
bunch of cards. And you've motivated me to get cards. I'm going to actually do that right now because when I was at Michael's the other day and they offered me a job because I kept helping their customers, I have no cards to hand out.
Oh, that's the worst. I hate that.
Yep. There I was, standing there going, no, I don't want to work here, but thanks. Oh, my goodness. It's not going to be a great day. It is a great day. It is a great day.
It is a great day.
Yep, I'm going to go grab Kayla. We're going to meditate because I'm doing that every day. If I can't afford 10 to 15 minutes for some inner reflection of my whatevers,
yeah,
then life is not worth living.
Oh, I realize
I can't
that
give myself that
is like such a problem. Like, yeah, that's like half of my problem right now is that I don't take any of that time. But I did this
morning. No, remember when you fixed up your patio and that was your spot?
Yes.
You know, I always put everything ahead of myself. And when I do that, I've noticed that people, when I do meditate, when I go out there and I into the world after I do that in the morning, people look at me different. There's something different about me because I was
absolutely
able to get in touch with my spirit. Yeah, it's definitely something that we need to take more seriously.
So I'm glad you're doing it because you're inspiring me to do it, and I've got to, and you know, meditation could be like a whole bunch of different things. You don't have to do the same thing every day, you know?
Well, and it's just like, you know, back in my hardcore Christian days, I used to take that, you know, very seriously. I'd get up,
mm-hmm.
I'd read my Bible, I would, you know, so I could be ready to start my day. And why is it that because, you know, I don't feel like I'm going to go to hell if I don't do it. There's no penalty for not doing it, except that you don't feel great. You know what I mean? There's no, like,
right.
with your Bible study, you had to get that knowledge. You had to, you know, whatever. And with meditation, it's all about you and you doing it and you taking over and you putting yourself out there. You know,
yeah.
there's nobody pushing you to do it. You know, the universe was like, hey, you want to visit? Go ahead. It's on you. God was like, read about me now. So take that.
And hey, I'm proud of us.
I'm proud of us too. Why are you proud?
I'm proud because we did a podcast from September to May. We didn't stop in October. We didn't stop in December.
Follow through.
There has been episodes every month since September, and I'm super proud of that. Because that's not like us.
Well, I'm super excited that I got to be a part of this because it makes me feel cool, for number one, and that's hard to do when you're my age. Well, all right, you better go and edit stuff. I'm going to let you go. And
no,
I'm
going to let you go. Wait, did you did you subscribe to the channel on YouTube?
I was already subscribed.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. But don't worry, I'm going to get everybody. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to do some PR work because you know I have 1,100 friends on Facebook that I don't even know.
Yes!
Mm-hmm. No, it's time. It's time.
Man, so glad I just made all those cards without a YouTube thing on there. Perfect.
Oh, no, right? Oh.
Oh, man, being alive's great.
I know. And you got how many? 750? That's why
At
I
least.
Don't order so many. Because
no,
like,
I only got 500, I think.
That's good. I go through cards like crazy, but not anymore because I don't have any. So I really have to do that today.
Well, that's what you're going to do
with all my
right questions. Now.
Yep, I'm not even going to work today, I don't think. I think I have everything I need right here. Okay, good. Glad I got that solved. All right, I love you.
I love you too. Have a fabulous day.
You too. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Hey, I had a fucking blast today, and thank you guys so much for coming along for these 19 episodes. You rock my world, yo. Seriously, I'm wet. Thank you all for listening. You are all my sparkling pieces of glitter. If you want to keep up with me and my silly life, follow me on Instagram at @TheThomasAnonymous. You can message the show on the Facebook page at Thomas Anonymous Podcast. And if you're on Twitter, remember, don't try to find me. Just tweet at iTunes and tell them reviews are stupid. Thank you to all the awesome people on the show today and that have joined us all year. It has been really cool and fun just hanging out or talking on the phone. And I never expected that to even be part of this podcast. So that's just been a great super bonus. Shout out and thank you to Kristen Smith, co-host of Happy Wife, Happy Life on YouTube and Telefilms. A big thank you and lots of love go out to Kate the Great and Willow for being on the show, even though they probably didn't want to be on the show, but I'm super annoying, so they did. So thank you. Of course, I have a deep, forever love for the irreplaceable slutty correspondent Wacky Jackie, who you can find and subscribe to her show on YouTube at Glamour Smashed Face. A super butch and non-sexual high five to my straight guy correspondent, Brandon. Brandon is a DJ and a producer, and you should for sure follow him so you can find out where his shows are and all that fun stuff. You can find him on Instagram at DJSunny_Sun. You know, that underscore is still just really annoying me, so we need to talk about that, Brandon. And of course, a massive thank you and a big kiss to my mommy, who I love so much, Michelle with one L. You can follow on Instagram at DontSitOnMePillows. Love you, girl. As always, I want to thank bensound.com and Majestic Color for providing the music you hear in the show. Okay, go on over to YouTube, you guys, so we can be best friends all summer. Okay, bye!